This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Debate was sparked at my house over the weekend, and it all involves milk. How do you drink your milk?
I don't drink milk, period.
At all?
No, I drink like chocolate milk. I drink milk with protein in it, but not just straight milk. I've never had a glass of straight milk in my life.
Okay, so you drink your milk with chocolate. Here's what brought it up. So I made brookies, which are like brownies and cookies. Yep. Saturday night. We were sitting down, we're watching the Kings game, and my husband was like, ooh, you know what? I'm going to have a glass of milk with this. And I was like, oh, you know what? That sounds good. I'm going to have a little bit of milk. I don't drink a lot of milk, but with, you know, brownies, it tastes good. So I go and start pouring it, and he goes, oh, don't forget, I want ice in mine. And I was like, ice in your milk? That is so wrong. Like, who wants watered down milk? If you want to drink watered down milk, drink skim milk. Don't drink like the 2% like we do.
So you've never had ice in your milk?
No. And it grossed me out. And I was like, that's a thing? Because he doesn't drink a lot of milk either. And he goes, yeah, I like my milk to be super, super cold.
What if the milk isn't cold? Would you still consider putting ice in it?
No, if the milk isn't cold, I'm not drinking
it. You're not having it?
No, milk needs to be in the fridge.
I'm pretty sure I've had ice in my chocolate milk.
Really?
I don't find that weird at all. It's just water. It's just frozen water.
Grossed me out. Yeah, and then it melts and you have runny milk.
But you're weird with that stuff.
I am.
Like the cereal and the milk you don't drink either. No, I'm fine putting ice in my chocolate milk because I don't drink regular milk. No problem at all.
I think that is just so wrong in so many ways.
I'm with your husband.
Settle the debate. Do you put ice in milk?
Let's hear it. Let's settle this. 888-431-3764. Text or call. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. I just don't get your logic here, Kelly. You will not have a glass of milk with ice in it.
No. My husband had a glass of milk the other day, and he put ice in it, and I was so grossed out by it. I was like, nobody actually drinks their milk with ice. And come to find out, a lot of people do.
I do. I mean, I only drink chocolate milk, not regular milk, but I absolutely have ice in it. It makes it colder. Isn't that better?
Rhonda in Highland, do you drink your milk with ice in it?
Yes, I do. And
what?
If you're drinking 2%, you're already drinking water.
That's a good point.
Oh, I don't know. There's something about it. I'm like, I think about the ice melting, and now it's like watered down milk. It grosses me out.
Okay, it takes a while for the ice to melt. So if you're actually drinking the milk with your, what'd you say, for cookies, then your ice isn't melting.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah, because you don't let your milk sit, so the ice wouldn't melt that fast. All right, Rhonda, you made a good point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Terry in Fontana, how do you drink your milk?
I totally agree with Guy.
Woo-hoo.
Ice in my milk. Gotta be cold. Don't knock it until you try it.
Oh, look at Terry. She's getting back at me with my no thank you bite.
She
okay.
Is.
All right, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
You're right. 909 taking it way too far now, okay? I might try ice in my milk just to say I did it, but 909 puts extra ice in their milk, especially when they use that milk for cereal.
Yeah, I agree with that. We take that too far.
Oh, now you have soggy cereal, watered down milk. All of it is just so gross.
You do have some people that agree with you here, though, Kelly, and you have some suggestions as well, like the 909 here. I keep a beer mug in the freezer. That is what I drink my milk out of. Makes it super cold. This is a good idea.
That I could do. There's something about the ice cubes in the milk that is just a no-go for me.
I don't understand. But weigh in. Let us know. 888-431-3764. Do you have ice? Tell me that number again. 3764.
It's the big ice debate this morning. Do you put ice cubes in your milk? My husband did it over the weekend, and I was just so grossed out by it.
I love you, Kelly, but I think you've lost your mind this morning. It's water. It's frozen water.
Exactly.
It makes it cold. It makes
water
perfect sense.
In your milk.
I just drink
skim milk then.
I drink chocolate milk. I have ice in my chocolate milk all the time. It makes it better. I can't believe you're so against this.
Leah in Redlands, how do you drink your milk?
I don't drink milk at all. I don't like the sight of it, the smell of it. It's awful. But I did want to point something out, and this might help you with the whole ice dilemma. Do you eat ice cream?
I do.
Okay. What is ice cream? Milk and ice, right?
Yeah.
That's how you make ice cream.
Okay.
So why would it be so weird to put ice in milk?
Thank you, Leah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for dropping the logic this morning.
Thank you. I know. And there's a bunch of text messages. People are like, well, what about your iced coffee that has milk in it? I know, but there's just something about a glass of milk with ice cubes in it. That is a no-go.
You got supporters, Kelly. 951. Okay. Absolutely no ice and milk. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in life.
Mm-hmm.
If I want it cold, I'll stick it in the freezer for 5 minutes to get it cold.
Even that might be too much. Like the 714 pointed out, my wife's grandpa would pour a glass of milk, then put it in a freezer till there was a thin frozen layer. Then he would drink it. She now does the same thing. I don't want my milk like a frozen lake. I just want it cold, and it's cold when it comes out of the fridge.
Ice is water. That's all it is. I don't understand why you're so disgusted by this.
It's gross. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Okay, fair enough.
Ice cubes do not belong
in
milk.
Yes, they do. You can't say that. They keep going about it.